Yes, we are. And on the line, Dr. Dom Kondo from the Richmond Football Club and Deakin University. Yay. Hello, Dom. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. We are so good. Now, one of the things that we talk about, what's good food and what's bad food and what's good for you and what's not, but yep. It did occur to me that costs of living and the cost of food, and I just noticed this the other day in the supermarket, things have quite obviously gone up. What can we do to still be eating well but are still sticking within a budget?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Same with petrol prices. Everything, just cost of living, which we keep hearing about, especially with this election coming up. They keep going on about this cost of living, but it really is different. And I'm sure you'll notice it in the supermarket. So, okay, I guess a few things. Firstly, it's just important to remind yourself that sometimes we think that, you know, buying convenient food feels cheaper, as in, you know, if you go to a fast food outlet and you get something, you think, oh, I can get a whole meal for a certain cost. But in actual fact, if you really do think about how to prepare food well from really raw, fresh, seasonal ingredients, you will end up spending less than that daily sort of purchasing of the convenience food. So you can still eat really well, but we definitely have to make a few changes, which might feel, you know, a bit odd at first, but you know, I think once we have a plan and get used to it, we can definitely save some money. So first thing, now this is common knowledge stuff, but really important to know. We always hear it, go to the supermarket with a shopping list. It's the same thing as like if you're trying to lose weight, don't go to the supermarket hungry. If you're trying to save money, don't go without a list, because you will end up walking down the sales aisles and just buying a lot of stuff that you probably don't need. So it's okay if you need something and it's on sale, then purchase it and maybe purchase it in bulk. But there's so many times that we come home and you think, actually, I didn't really need that. And so if you are on a little bit of a budget, just make sure you actually go into that supermarket with a plan to reduce that sort of impulse buying. So that's pretty common knowledge, but that's number one thing that just get into a habit of doing.
Now, Dom, is it the case of convenience food? Maybe we make up the excuse that we don't have time to prepare, we don't have time to cook, so it's easier to do it that way. So in essence, is it a little bit of a cop-out to go, well, that's quick and easy and cheap, but it's really unhealthy, isn't it?
A lot of the time it is really unhealthy, yeah. And I, like, everyone's busy, hear that completely. But I think, you know, it doesn't take long to cut up a few veggies and chuck a good protein source in the oven and then do a bit of a meal prep for a few days. It really doesn't take that long, and it can actually save a fair bit of money. So the other little things, like, as well as obviously the convenient foods, like the processed foods and the takeaway foods, other convenient foods that actually cost a lot more, and the way that you know is to look at per unit, so look at the cost, like per kilo, say. Even like buying a bag of like baby carrots is going to cost a lot more than normal carrots. You know, even buying cut up veggies, packaged salads, cost almost three times the price. I know it's more convenient, but three times the price of that actually just buying the raw ingredients and cutting it up yourself. So at times like this, we might just need to allow that bit extra time to chop up those extra veggies. And you'd be amazed at how those little things can actually save you a fair bit.
Okay, Dom, just hold that thought. We'll come back. We'll take a break and we'll talk more with our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo, next here on The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9.